தேர்தலுக்கு இன்னும் சில நாட்களே இருக்கின்ற இந்த நிலையிலே பல தொகுதிகளில் இறுதி வெற்றியாளர் யார் என அறுதியிட்டு கணிப்பிட முடியாத தொகுதிகள் காணப்படுகின்றன. செனட்டர் லீ ரொயானன் அவர்கள் 1999 இருந்து பாராளுமன்றத்தில் நியூ சவுத் வேல்ஸ் லெஜிஸ்லேட்டிவ் கவுன்சிலுக்காக தெரிவு செய்யப்பட்டு சேவை செய்து வந்தார். 2010 கிரீன் கட்சியின் நியூ சவுத் வேல்ஸ் மாநில செனட்டராக தெரிவாகி சேவையாற்றி வருகின்றார். பல இன்னல்களுக்கு மத்தியில் இங்கு வந்து வாழும் புலம்பெயர் தமிழர் ஏன் உங்களுக்கு வாக்களிக்க வேண்டும், அவர்களுக்காக கடந்த காலங்களில் நீங்கள் என்ன செய்தீர்கள் என்ற கேள்வியை முன்வைத்தேன். அதற்கு கிரீன் கட்சியின் செனட்டர் லீ ரியானன் இப்படி பதிலளித்தார்.
Made it very clear that they have great concerns about the Australian government and the coalition's response to the very serious developments in Sri Lanka. The Greens have been the only parliamentary voice in this country that have been consistently calling for a war crimes investigation into the many tragic developments that have occurred during the civil war and consequently. Also, the issue of CHOGM is a real concern to the Greens. We strongly urge that the Australian government should not support CHOGM being held in Sri Lanka and have continued to take that up, making comparisons with what has happened in Canada. I've taken that into the Parliament on many occasions. And also, we've been a consistent critic of the continuing atrocities by the Sri Lankan government. So there's many issues there where we have followed through in terms of concerns and requests that have come to us from the immigrant community from Sri Lanka. I have met with many people from Sri Lanka, many who have arrived here recently, both people who are still under detention. I've been to Villawood Detention Centre on a number of occasions, and I'm actually going there tomorrow. And that has been very informative for myself. I've also found it extremely distressing. Tomorrow I'll also be meeting with representatives from Sri Lanka. One of those will be the principal of the Jaffna Hindu College. I've met with the bishop from Jaffna and had many meetings in recent times, which has helped inform me about this situation. So those regular meetings continue to be part of my work and have helped inform me to take the voice of Tamils into the Parliament of Australia. Then within Parliament, I've put questions to the minister, spoken on the issues, held film screenings, the no-fire zone being one that I found quite traumatic, but again, very informative and very important. We get that screened widely, made comments in the media, and I will continue to work in that way, particularly with CHOGM coming up. And now it looks like that the Australian government is going to go to CHOGM. We called for the boycott. It looks like the Australian government is going to ignore calls from the community, from Greens, from broad cross-section of the Australian community. I'm now considering going to Sri Lanka while CHOGM is being held, so I can observe it for myself and gain greater awareness about current developments in Sri Lanka, and particularly to represent the voice of those so troubled by the crimes that have been committed against the Tamil community.